The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. As of every end of the month, we will present you with a reading of short stories about the city and its people. This month, we're going to feature a short story and a poem that's a bit more broody in nature. Yes, it's not always rainbow and sunshine every day in our capital, so let's inject a bit of darkness in this episode. This is Readings, Episode 4. Our first short story of the day is titled Lebuh Ampang, Hotel 1915. It's written by Shahriman Latif and Chan Suling, talented writers from Unrepresented KL, a writing workshop that explores untold narratives within the community. Lebuh Ampang, Hotel 1915 tells the story of a man who has lost his job as he confronts a person that he thinks is responsible for it. Lin Ma is the storyteller for this one, and it features the voice of Charles Peters and Kelvin Yee. Enjoy!
He's shouting at the demons in his head again, ghosts of those who had wronged him in the past. A couple of Scandinavian backpackers keep their distance, for there are people like him in any city, anywhere in the world, the ones who have fallen through the cracks of life. Once you fall through the cracks, there's no turning back. You'll be a broken shell of the person you once were. You'll lose everything. Friends, family, money. People won't look you in the eye, fearing your failure to be contagious. Today, he's screaming about that time his wife left him. That night, a few months following his fall from grace, when they found the electricity to their home had been cut off. That was the last straw for her, and they had an argument. Hurtful, soul-crushing words were spoken, and she took the children and went back to her parents. He's questioning her loyalty in the unforgiving afternoon sun now. Somewhere in the fragments of his broken reality, the ghost of her walks out on him again. The lonesome Belgian man walks out of the Hotel 1915 and passes the argument in midstream. They lock their gaze for the briefest of moments and glimpse into each other's realities, one looking for a purpose not yet realized, another mourning over a simple life once lived. Samir had a bit of a culture shock when he first set foot here. They told him about Kuala Lumpur being a busy city, but they never accounted for its chaotic pace. He was used to the laid-back life he led in Brussels. He thought that he would get used to the craziness of the hustle of a city that never sleeps, but it drained him. Made him feel tired. That crazy man. KL was a mad, mad city. Was this raving lunatic the future if he stayed here for much longer?
What are you looking at, huh?
The lunatic asked. It made Samir uncomfortable, and he tried ignoring him as he walked on, but the lunatic followed him.
Why you ignore me?
He screamed. Samir thought he could lose him at the traffic lights, but compliance to traffic laws is the least concern on the lunatic's mind.
You think you so good? I know people like you. Just come here, take everything. You're a foreign devil. How you think I lost my job? I was flying high until you thought there were too many of us.
Samir turned to face the man, eyes widened. The screaming man may be a different person, but the story is the same. Samir had a job to do, and he wasn't going to let sentimentality hold him back. The company he was consulting for was bleeding dry thanks to redundancies. Cutting 100 over people would at least allow it to break even and not bleed red into another year. Some of the staff somehow took it badly and protested overnight, and he became the bad guy instead of the savior he rightfully was.
Do you think of the lives you are playing with? I am 42. Who is going to hire me now?
He said in the middle of the street.
I had to do it. Pressures were on me to deliver targets.
The lunatic threw a punch. Samir, surprised, lost his balance and fell to the ground. Eyes feral, the lunatic claws his way up, tearing at Samir's shirt, trying to draw blood. He straddles Samir, raining punches onto his face. Samir snaps back into reality and tries to buckle him off, but in that moment, despite the fact that Samir may be stronger, lunacy and rage surges through, and the lunatic overwhelms Samir and chokes him out. Samir is clawing at his throat, trying to pry off the fingers enclosed around his neck. He starts to see black and red spots cloud his vision, floating at the edges of his consciousness. He can feel the spittle drip onto his face, and he tries to hold on. The last he hears is the chanting of,
"Devil! You devil! Devil! You devil!"
before giving in to the darkness.
That's the story of Lebuh Ampang Hotel 1915, written by Shahriman Latif and Chan Suling. Up next is a poem of personal conflict and struggles called Quietly, Quietly by Hannah Azlan and is read by Melissa Tiong. Have a listen.
My heart beats in my ears, louder than anything around me. Vision flashes white, stars and spots explode before my eyes. But these aren't the fireworks I expected. I stumble. I don't trust you to catch me. I catch myself on the arm of the chair, prop myself up with shaking hands and unsteady legs. I'm fine. A lie slips off my tongue, sweeter than honey, smooth as silk. Why would I say anything? Why would I want to? Don't worry about it. My breath catches, it's hard to breathe, I have to concentrate, fight the urge to run, to wreck, to ruin. Inhale, hold, exhale. Continue taking deep breaths. My eyes are shut, thank God for no tears. Wouldn't want to ruin my carefully placed eyeliner. I am okay, I have to be. I'm not falling apart. I am exhausted. It feels like I'm constantly in a state of motion. This weariness goes down to my bones and I just want to go home. But where is home? My body is tired, my mind is tired, and God, this grinds down on me and feels like I'm carrying Atlas's weight of the world on my shoulders. I'd argue that I'm just being melodramatic. But how else to explain this desire to close my eyes, fall asleep, and never wake up? There's a weight in my chest, and I'd love to say that my heart is sinking. But I'm not even sure I have a heart to break anymore. Marks of purple, blue, red, yellow and green when they're healing. There's a rainbow on my skin and it's the most beautiful thing I've been in a long time. My vision goes red with rage at myself, at the world, at everything. Orange and yellow remind me of sunsets that will never be mine again, of evening views from 10-story buildings. Green and blue like the ocean, I wished I could sink beneath waves of emotion that drown me in the thoughts inside my stupid, broken brain. Indigo twilight. Nights spent alone with the mingled scents of dying flowers, roses and violets, press between books I read aloud to myself in an attempt to silence the voices in my head. I wanted to dream of you in colours I've never seen before, a spectrum of things I could only imagine. I want you to kiss me until my lips bruise, until my teeth cut against the inside of my mouth. I want an imprint of you there. So maybe I'll remember to feel real when I feel like nothing, and I feel nothing sometimes. I wish I could feel something, something good, something pure, something clean, something that makes me feel better than empty, something that fills up the broken spaces between the cracks that other people have left, something other than the angst and bitterness that threaten to eclipse everything. So kiss me, mark me, in an attempt to mend these cracks with gold. Yoko Ono said that we die every time we don't say what we want to say. And I felt like dying every time I stopped myself. My throat closes up in spite of the feeling of words, like tears, threatening to overflow and spill out. I'm so tired of feeling everything, of feeling too much. Where's the off switch? Where's the stop button? This ride's been going on for too long. I want to get off. You know what she said when she saw me? She was made, not born. I think she's right. I think I will never get that sentence out of my head. I'm slowly going out of my mind. And truthfully, I'm an artificial kind of monster. Stitched together soul in the golden body of an angel, wide eyes and soft lips, perfect pasted on smile. But dead eyes, cold eyes, lifeless eyes. Fake spark in them that you can see. Or maybe it's the other way around. Swinging hips and swinging fists, nails like talons and sharp teeth, blood red lips and a cruel smile. I'm not a machine, but why did you make me? Why is there something wrong with me? Why don't the pieces fit right? Why don't I work right? Why? Why did you name me Grace when you made me Savage? Why did you do this? What am I?
And that's the poem Quietly, Quietly, written by Hannah Azlan. Both the short story and poem are sourced from Unrepresented KL, a writing workshop that aims to give a voice to the voiceless. You can check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/unrepresentedKL. Thank you very much to Linma, Charles Peters, Kelvin Yee and Melissa Tiong for lending their voices to the stories. Be on the lookout for more readings of short stories every end of the month. We've come to the end of the show, but if you'd like to revisit the episode, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play or the App Store. Also, do tweet us at BFM Radio to keep in touch with the station. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!